Appreciate AJ.
Christ, AJ.
We go full After Dark right now. We're actually live. They just heard you that. The Sharks went.
Who let you up here?
Jim Sparacco.
Jim Sparacco? Let him up here.
Oh, and Duck Bands.
Live stream this.
Okay. And Jason Becker.
Who? Yes, he does. Yep, he got
We're
it.
All good.
Yep.
All good?
We'll make it hurry.
Yeah. All right. Have a seat. Sharks win 2-1 over the Ottawa Senators. Let's do this right now here on Teal Town After Dark. Good evening, everyone. The Sharks win 2-1 over the Ottawa Senators on Women of Teal Night. We welcome you to this edition of Teal Town After Dark. This is your live interactive Sharks postgame. We do this after every game, so if you want to be part of the show, here's how you do it. Chat with us and fellow Sharks fans all over the world and in Sharks territory on the YouTube page or the app. Follow us on the social. Find everything at tealtownusa.com. And if you want to support the show, because apparently I need a new computer, you can Venmo us at tealtownusa. Or in the Super Chat donation. Now, we want to apologize for the technical glitches and on a new link, so yay us. But, hey, it is all of us. It's Jules is in. Yes, we have Jules. We have Dana, who flew in from Syracuse just a few hours ago. Felix and all of us are here. You're good. So, first off, Dana, how was the flight?
I slept, which is rare. Usually I can't sleep on flights.
I would love a nap.
No, it was a good length. Huh?
Did you travel on a seat
for a day? Be nice.
There's a short joke there from AJ here.
Yes, I am short. Fun fact, I'm 5'1". Okay, we're putting it out there.
Not that, you know.
How
you
dare
know.
I?
Yeah. Not that we're making Teal Town,
and now
you know,
we have Lord Farquaad in the background.
Yes. All right. So let's talk about this game really quick before it gets completely out of hand here. Sharks win 2-1. Jules, two goals from Thomas Bortolo, his first multi-goal game.
The minute I said he's getting traded, he starts scoring. I can never win a bet.
And Felix, you have Mikael Granlund with a couple of assists on the night.
Yeah, so great night for him. You know, he's looked really good and fantastic.
Yep. Dana, I mean, Magnus Crona. Being Magnus in the net, pretty much.
Yeah, Magnus Crona, more like Magnias. No, he was great. I'm still surprised Granlund wasn't traded, but.
Well, apparently, according to reports, this is not Granlund.
Allegedly. No one sue us.
Hello, puck guy. allegedly, Barabanov was supposed to get traded to the Rangers. But Hurdle got traded instead and took up the last retention spot. I'm sure no one's mad about that. Anyways, I rest my case.
No. Why would anyone want retention spots open? In fact, you should have all three retention spots used at all the time, always.
Absolutely. That's the best way to go about life. All retention spots must be used.
Always. The retention spots must be always.
I promise y'all we are, like, so normal. We are very
chaotic.
This
is group therapy. Welcome to group therapy. None of us are licensed mental health professionals.
I thank you for the disclaimer.
I'm almost a speech language professional, but
I'm almost a broadcasting major. What's your almost major?
Well, I am actually a computer science major.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yes,
all right.
Puck guy.
So now we need help.
Why didn't you fix Puck guy's computer?
I'm not that kind of engineer.
Got it. All right.
What's the chat?
Chat, yeah, we're pulling up chat right now. I'm pulling that up as we speak. But, I mean, a fantastic game for the Sharks. They end their 9-game losing streak.
Thank God.
It was nine. It was like the icing on the power play. Never good. But get a win. Unfortunately, Chicago loses. So Chicago jets back into the 32nd spot. The Sharks do get a win. I can already tell that it's I'm looking in the chat right now. Are there drinks involved? We may not tell.
We couldn't
tell at all.
Information.
This is coconut water.
coconut water. Yes. Okay. All right. Yeah. Coconut water, indeed. What, AJ?
Whose bright idea was it to put the smallest person in the furthest back, like she couldn't look smaller?
The person with the most personality in the center?
I agree with
that
statement.
That's Broadcasting 101. And I've never taken a broadcasting class.
That is actually a rule.
It is?
No, it's not.
Why did they put Wayne Gretzky in the middle?
Oh my God.
Because he's the best at it.
We are not a Wayne Gretzky slander podcast, I promise.
No, we're just an everything else slander podcast.
You're turning, you're blushing. You're like your Ottawa Senators jersey.
I mean, it is Woman in Teal Night.
I know. We'll jump into that then. It is Woman of Teal Night. If you saw the cover and the thumbnail to our broadcast, 3-1, we appreciate and love Janice Baker Kinney, who does the management for Randy and Drew and Hetty on the Sharks TV broadcast. You can throw in Tara Sloan, who's been great with the Sharks, doing all kinds of things in person during the television broadcast and along digital media. And the same with Emily Harlan, who's the in-game host here as well. Girls, how did you – I'll start with you, Dana. How did you get into hockey? I mean, you grew up here, so kind of natural here, but what enticed you to the game?
I mean, I've been attending hockey games since before I was born. I had a cliche. Anyway, no. My parents moved to San Jose, I think, like, right around the time that the Sharks became a team. They were there at the Cow Palace days, so growing up, I was always, like, going to games even as a baby or toddler, so it was just something I grew up with, and kind of as I, like, moved away, left the nest, lived in other states in the Midwest and East Coast, it was kind of a good way to, like, stay connected to home. So that's kind of when I, like, really, really became, like, an involved fan. So, yeah.
Nice. Jules, I mean, the same for you. You've grown up out here, and what enticed you to Sharks hockey or hockey in general?
I think my cousins. Shout out to Josh. It's his 21st birthday yesterday.
Shout out. 21st birthday.
No, no one's asking, AJ.
Yeah.
What was I saying? My cousins, because they both played hockey. They got me into the Sharks. When I was young, I thought it was robots playing, not actual humans. Like, my six-year-old self thought it was just robots who are, like, programmed to, like, move up and down the ice and, like, you know.
Some GMs think that, too.
Oh! You want to name names? Brad Tree leaving. Sorry.
But it's nice to see. I mean, the Sharks have been around for over 33 years, so it's nice to have the representation of women here. They've done that for a number of years. They even had one of the first pro scouts for the Sharks was a wonderful woman. And then you also have going from ticket reps to in-game hosts, like we mentioned, Emily Harlan, Tara Sloan's been on the broadcast, and Kendall Coyne Schofield, go Minnesota in the PWHL. Felix, I know you're all about the growing the game, and I know you're a big PWHL fan.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I wish I could catch all the games that I could. Like, and honestly, not even just that. I feel like I recently read an article on The Athletic shouting out all the players' wives who actually helped the players freaking move during the trade deadline, and even during trades in general. And I think that's fantastic. You know, and I forget who. I believe it's something like LRP, but like that, there is a hockey family and like hockey wives who do that sort of stuff, and I think that's super underrated. And I think more people should be aware that there are people who help, you know, others out who are, you know, moving from another team. And of course, when those players move, then you have obviously the family aspect, right? And so, you know, you have these significant others who are also trying to, like, move and establish, presence in whatever new place. So I think that is also super undercredited, and I think that needs to be in the spotlight as well for this day. So, yeah.
Yeah, and it really started off with Mano Raume, one of my favorite goaltenders of all time. I mean, to break that barrier with the Tampa Bay Lightning in 92 kind of set the stone and set up everything to break that barrier for hockey for women.
Yeah, so,
Laurel, oh my gosh, Laurel, it is so nice to see you on here. It's been forever on here to see you on here, so appreciate it. Howie Meyerson, it was great to meet you. Who? What?
Who? Steal my last name?
What? How dare they? How dare they? It's good to see you. Glad to meet you in person at the tank tonight, following the, with during this win. Kind of looking at the, some of the chats in here. Luke, I'm sorry, I'm going to get this totally wrong. Luke Gukazian, Corona was so good. I had to get that autocorrect fixed there, but you know what? Stuck Pixel, new era, first win. It was nice on that one. You know, I think after everything that's happened yesterday with the movement of Tomáš Hertl, this guy named Tomáš Hertl moved.
Tomáš?
Yes.
Is that how you pronounce
it? Thank you. Yes.
I'm unfamiliar.
Oh, gotcha. We got some facts from Darren Stevens. Thomas Bordalo, age 22 with the winning goal. Magnus Krona, age 23 with the win. The last time the Sharks had a goalie 23 or younger to earn a win in the same game, a player 23 or younger had the game-winning goal. January 16th, 2010, Setoguchi with the game winner. Thomas Greiss with the win as they beat the Oilers in San Jose. No, but I mean that's something that, else.
No one over 25 allowed right now.
Yeah.
Oh,
no. Wait. Oh.
Wait. Oh.
Yeah. So we lose. So now we lose the one.
Oh. We have more. Oh,
but wait, there's more. From Shang Peng, Krona says he got the puck from his first NHL win, and the stat sheet will probably frame it. That is so awesome.
That's adorable. I'm sorry, Krona's girlfriend who mentioned me on her TikTok, and
is there tea?
Maybe.
Okay.
I apologize to Tessa.
All right, that's for the off season, I guess.
Well, okay. Wow.
No, last summer it was Seattle, Book Talk, all that. This summer the drama will be something about, I don't know.
Magnus Krona and his girlfriend, apparently. But
but Krona did very well in all series.
Yeah.
Yes. No, I don't know if I can go on my spiel, but the vibes were like, surprisingly immaculate. I think kind of like everyone here is in the same boat, you know. I don't need to say. I still haven't spoken the words out loud of what occurred. I haven't. I'm still in the, what's the first stage?
In denial?
Yeah, whatever the first stage of the five is. I'll be there for a while. But like, no, I feel like people were out here like giving our boys the support. And it felt really good. It felt really good to cheer for, just for putting in effort. And, I'm so, happy for Krona, over the moon. I'm happy for Boards to be getting some NHL time again and be like making an impact. So it's a weird day, but the vibes, I'm so glad to report, are good.
No, it's
totally felt so good to cheer for a bunch of players I've never fucking heard of.
Okay, listen. We as fans are just not in control over what players are on our team. When a player leaves, like may or may not have happened yesterday, I don't know, I still haven't spoken it out loud. I felt a sense of community. If other people want to rain on that parade, fine. But I choose to look on the bright side. So.
No, I get it. The thing is that I think I was. I mean, we were all emotionally upset about what happened yesterday with Hertl, among others, to get traded.
I don't think we need to detail that any further.
Well, yeah, no, but the thing is that was a massive fan favorite. You know, the smile. You know. Had everybody smiling from ear to ear in this building, but to come in here, you know, I was kind of thinking like it'd be a
I thought almost it was gonna like be. It honestly felt like a playoff atmosphere there towards the end, where like they were. I think it was like a minute and 30 seconds left on the clock, right. And like
it's kind of a nail biter, weirdly enough. Can't remember the last time I've ever been to a Sharks game that I was actually like invested by the last few minutes.
Like that'll be me at the draft.
And I'm going to be on the record in saying that I actually thought this team was going to be blown out like hell tonight.
No, totally agree with that. I thought it was, and I remember a part of Trade Center yesterday, there was a person that was talking about they're doing the highlights for the Senators when they lost to LA. They're like, and it's a scheduled win for the Senators as they come to San Jose on Saturday afternoon. So, you know,
in
be careful.
You thought wrong.
So that's, yeah, no, it's it's nice to see a victory, although we'll see what happens, you know, down the road. I mean, it's tough, but emotional win that they need to have. That guy is our good friend Chris JWS. I'm seeing the Sharks Tuesday, and we will both be wearing X Sharks jerseys. Yes, I think we're
affiliated today. If I put a name on it, they might get traded too.
So. Right, that's a beautiful jersey, nice original style.
It's older than I am.
But yeah, I mean, the Avocado Flight, was there really 17,000 in attendance? Yeah.
It was a good crowd.
It was a very good crowd.
It was more than what it was the last couple nights. But it's a giveaway. It's a Saturday night game,
Saturday
afternoonish game. Yeah. So.
The women were out in full force, baby.
Yeah. Big time. Yes. Yes, and it was a great win, a great night to celebrate.
Tomorrow at 7 p.m., baby. Put your clocks ahead.
Yes. If you couldn't tell, AJ joined us as well.
But not really.
Okay. Okay. So. Oh, no.
It's nice to meet you.
I love you, AJ.
You love me, AJ.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Excuse me.
I've met you guys.
Yeah,
you met
me.
Yeah.
Have I
ever met you in person?
Yes.
When?
When I was here last.
AJ, go.
Doing a show.
You have your show tomorrow.
Anyhow,
looking good from our retire. Thank you, Laurel. Appreciate that. But first win in 10 games for the Sharks. You know, it's nice to see. Kind of a normal atmosphere here with it all. So that's always nice to have.
It was therapeutic. Like, we were all saying this
going
in.
To be fair, Puck Guy and Felix and I missed the first half of the game at the Sharks Pro Shop, where Puck Guy influenced me to buy something.
Okay, here we go. All right. First off,
de-influenced. Being de-influenced is all the rage now.
Anyways, I'm derailing this show.
Excuse me. All right. First off, it wasn't the first half of the game. It was 6 minutes of the second period because you were gawking over a jacket that...
It was on sale.
Yeah. And I think it was cute.
Sharks merch is on sale.
Well, Hurdle stuff
is. When they're
is.
About to who?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Who?
People well, actually, okay. In all seriousness, Enstrom, the guy we just got for Hurdle, had a goal and an assist today in the SHL. Okay.
Yes.
And Mussey last night had 6 points. Or
6 points. I thought he had seven.
Me
but,
too.
But
apparently, one of the assists got taken away.
Yeah. So 4 goals, 2 assists for Musty Corona. Will Smith had a shorty today.
But hey, you know what this shows? The future is bright as hell here in Sharks.
And more to come. And that's kind of how we got to kind of regroup.
No, there's a thing. Before one of my first shows, I was still like getting used to the whole like doing a podcast, video, live stream, whatever. And I was getting really riled up and I was banging on the table for emphasis. And like, I was not self-aware that this was messing with the sound until AJ was brave enough to tell me.
But I mean, that's the emotion of it. That's what we'll do, especially after a game like the ones we've dealt with this year, whether it's 7-2, 10-1, 10-2, you know, so. With that, I think we are just about set to wrap up. I think they're waiting for us to leave, to be quite honest. So, in case you missed it, or you want to watch this again, whew, I know this is great production value. Check us out on TealTownUSA.com or your favorite podcatcher, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, YouTube, SoundCloud, iHeart, TuneIn, Odyssey, you name it, you love it. Always available at TealTownUSA.com. And if you are watching us on YouTube, hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell. That lets you know when we do go on, when news breaks like yesterday. So be on the lookout for that. So I will throw it to the rest of you. Your final thoughts.
It was a surprisingly good, fun game given the circumstances. Felt good to be back. Felt good to see a win. Like that last, you know, those last few minutes we were all here just like watching, like, you know, for even for just a few minutes, pretending that the play of this team meant something more. It healed my inner child. I'm going to be journaling about it. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Dana. Felix, go ahead.
My final thoughts are, when the Sharks do good, it can actually be good from time to time, right? And so, and you know, but we love to see these wins, and of course, even more so for Corona, the baby goalie. And,
yes.
Let's get the future Sharks going, shall we?
Yep.
Tankini for Salbrini is still on.
That's it.
Or is it slacking for Malkin?
You could go either one. It might be more revealing.
Here are my final
or less
thoughts.
Revealing.
Tankini for Salbrini, and give me a line of Eklund, Salbrini, and Musty. I rest my case.
There you go. Gotcha. Oh wow, mic drop. My final thoughts is I need some new computer equipment. Apparently, if you only knew what happened.
If anyone wants to randomly Venmo us like $2,000, I'm not. Nothing is stopping you. Nothing
is stopping you from sending us. From
endorse and don't endorse this, but it's up to you.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. No.
Bet on Teal Town.
Yeah. There you go. We will be back with you on Sunday night for Pucknologists. That's at 7 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. Remember to hit up the clocks and change it to an hour later. Of course, update from Texas, the Stars are beating up on the Barracuda 5-1. How dare they?
It was 3-1 like 10 minutes ago. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah, anyways. Pucknologists on Sunday at 7 p.m. And then the Sharks hit the road for the next five games, starting in Philly on Tuesday. A lot of 4 p.m. starts. Then the St. Patrick's Day game is at 3 o'clock against Chicago. But you have the Flyers, Penguins, Blue Jackets, Blackhawks, Predators. There's a couple of good wins over there, hopefully, in that, including the Celebrini Bowl between Chicago and San Jose. So,
oh boy.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Have I signed up for that one? Do you think I can miss class?
Can we all do that one?
Yeah.
Whose computer can host like 10 people, eh?
Not Puck Guys.
Shut up, all of you. How dare you?
If you turn on what you turn on me. This show.
Oh, man. All right.
The most comedic hilarity you can ever imagine.
Oh, yeah, sure. For you guys. Okay.
I was protecting you.
I appreciate that. Well, again, we'll be back with you on Tuesday afternoon and night following Sharks and Flyers. Pucknologists tomorrow at 7 p.m., which apparently is more produced better and whatever. Okay, whatever. But until then, we appreciate each and every one of you. It is me and Mark on Tuesday, so you're good for now. So until then... can you guys do the tagline so I can hit the end button?
Yes.
Wait,
feminism.
What's the what are we doing? What?
All right.
Oh, no. Oh. This is Women in Teal Day.
Oh, okay. What are we saying?
Keep it real. Keep it teal. Keep it real teal. Have a great
night.
Afternoon. Evening. Whatever it is.